Today we're going to learn Daf Tes Amud Beis. We left off already on Daf Tes Amud Beis at the two dots. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, K'ra Mishum Gamliel. Before that, actually, Mishum Gamliel, Amar Af Besfarim Le'atir Sheyichtuvei Le'Yavanis. Remember, in the Mishnah we said that according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to write Sfarim in whatever language you want. Mishum Gamliel says, no, not whatever language you want, only Greek. Remember, yesterday we told the story of Talmai HaMelech and what the big deal is about Greek, right? So Mishum Gamliel says, only Greek you can write the Torah in. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, K'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Avohu says, name Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. V'Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Why does he say only Greek? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Yafta Lukim Liyefes, V'Yishkon Ba'al Eshem, that there is beauty given to Yefes, and it will reside in the tents of shame. So what do we see from there? Tvarav shel Yefes, the words of Yefes, which is the Greeks, the Greeks descend from Yefes, from the son of Noah, the Yefes, yihyu ba'alei shem. The words of the Greeks are going to be in the tents of shame. Shame is the tents of shame are the Batei Medrash, where we learn Torah. So it says, how do you know it's talking that when it says Yefes, it's talking about his Greek descendants? Vema Gomer, Umagog. Yefes had a lot of nations that descended from him. Maybe these other languages are good for Torah and should be brought into the Beis Medrash. So now that's why it says Yafta Lukim Yefes, to tell me Yaf Yuso Shel Yefes Yehe Ba'al Eshem. Only the most beautiful and most cultured of the descendants of Yefes will end up in the Ahal Eshem, in the tents of shame. That's an important concept. Yaf Yuso Shel Yefes Yehe Ba'al Eshem. That the most beautiful and cultured of the descendants of Yefes end up in the tents of shame. So Greek is considered the most beautiful of Yefes' descendants, and that's why we can translate the Torah into Greek. So main point number one, the drasha from the Pasuk that Greek is kosher for a Sefer Torah is Yafuso Shel Yefes. The beauty, most beautiful of Yefes' descendants remains in the base Medrash, in the Ahal Eshem. Now, the next Mishnah discusses continuing in the line of Ein Bein, of comparing two different things. So we're going to compare two different types of Kohen Gadol. In order to become a Kohen Gadol, there are two ways a person can become a Kohen Gadol. One way to become a Kohen Gadol, to officially take on the status of a Kohen Gadol. One way is by having the Shemen HaMishcha, the special anointing oil placed on him, and that makes him a Kohen Gadol. And the other way is to just wear the big day kuhuna gadola. Kohen Gadol wears special clothing. He has a tzitz on his forehead, he wears a choshen on his chest, he wears very special clothing. So you put on those eight begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears, and you become a Kohen Gadol. So is there any difference how a person took on the status of a Kohen Gadol? Whether it happened with the oil, or whether it happened just by him putting on the special clothing? So says the Mishnah, Ein bin koin mashuach v'shamin ha-mishcha l'mamruba begadim. There's really no difference between the two ways of becoming koin gadol except for one. El par haba al kol ha-mitzvos. The only difference is that there is a halacha that if a koin gadol paskins a halacha about a chiyuv kares, a very severe iser, incorrectly, and then he violates the iser because he paskined it incorrectly, he has to bring a bull as a korban. That's only for a koin gadol. Kohen Gadol paskins a chi of kares incorrectly and violates the Isser, he brings a bull as a korban. That's only true if he became Kohen Gadol by getting the special oil. But if he became Kohen Gadol just by putting on more clothing, then this is not true. He does not bring this special korban. Similarly, Ein bein kohen mishamesh l'kohen sha'avar, another comparison between two types of kohanim, is that you might have a kohen gadol who's right now functioning in the Beis HaMikdash as a kohen gadol. You might have someone else who used to function as a kohen gadol. Let's say he was the backup and he took over while the kohen gadol was tamei or something for a little while, and then the kohen gadol became tar and came back. So the old backup is now back to not being a kohen gadol. So what's his status? He's not functioning as a kohen gadol. That's what we call the kohen sha'avar. So what's the difference between the kohen mishamesh, the one who's actually serving right now, and the kohen sha'avar, the guy who used to be the kohen gadol? Ela par yom kippur v'asir seif. The only difference is that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol who's currently functioning brings a special bull karban, and every day of the year, the Kohen who's currently functioning brings a certain karban mincha called asiris ha'efa. That's the measure of the flour that he brings for a karban mincha every day. that these korbanos are only for a kohen who's currently serving, not for a kohen who once served as a kohen. So says the Gemara, Haleinyan Pariyom HaKippurim V'Asiras Heifa Zevezeh Shavim. It sounds like when it comes to the bull that you bring on Yom Kippur and the Asiras Heifa, the mincha that a kohen gadol brings every day, it doesn't make a difference whether he was anointed with oil or whether he became kohen gadol by putting on all of those begadim. The only time we said that there's a difference for the Pariyom HaKippur and Asiras Ha'ifa is between someone who's currently functioning and someone who once functioned as a Kohen Gadol. But if he's currently functioning, no matter how he got there, whether it was through the oil or whether it was through the Begadim, it sounds like he would bring these Karbanos. So says Gemara, that's fine, but you should then know Masnisin Delok Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah would be against Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir Hatanya, because we learn in a Brisa, Rabbi Meir's opinion is against our Mishnah, because it says as follows: Meruba begadim mevi para baal kol mitzvos divra Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol by wearing all the big day kohuna brings the special para baal kol mitzvos. He brings the bull that that the Kohen Gadol has to bring when he paskins incorrectly. The Chum mom meino mevi, and the Chum say he does not have to bring that bull. My time at the Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for a Meir? The Tanya, because the Brisa says Mashiach. Ainli ella Mashuach b'shem Mishcha meruba begadim inayin. I would only know from the word Mashiach that he has to be anointed with oil. How do I know that even if he had the extra begadim, he still brings this carbon? Tam lomer Hamashiach. That's why it says Hamashiach. So very clearly we see that the first line in the Mishnah that says that the parabal kala mitzvos is only brought by someone who had oil and not by the guy who just had extra begadim is against Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds even the meruba begadim brings this parabal kala mitzvos. Excuse me. Ema seifa, but then you read on in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Ein ben koin mishamish lekoin sha'avar el pariyom ha-kipurim v'asira se'efa. That the only difference between a Kohen who's currently serving and a Kohen who once served is whether is the special bull that's brought in Yom Kippur and the daily Asiras Ha'efa Karban Mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings. The implication is Halachal Devrayan Zevezeh Shavin. But with regard to everything else, the currently serving Kohen Gadol and the previously serving Kohen Gadol would have the same exact status. Well, that's Asa on the Rebbe Meir. That part of the Mishnah goes only like Rebbe Meir, because we're going to find that Rebbe Meir is the one that holds exactly that way in the following Braisa. Ditanya, we have a Braisa. Irabo Psul, Uminu Kohen Acher Tachtav. If let's say there was a psul that happened to the Kohen Gadol, and therefore we had to appoint another guy to temporarily take his place. So Rishon Chozer La'avodaso, Sheni Kol Mitzvos Kuna Gadol Olav. When the first guy comes back, so he goes back to being Kohen Gadol, as soon as the psul is gone, he comes back, and the guy who took over still remains a full-fledged Kohen Gadol, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rishon Chozer La'avodaso, Rabbi Yossi says, no, first guy comes back and reassumes the position, but Sheni, Eino Ra'oi, Lo L'Kohen Gadol, V'lo L'Kohen Hedyot. The other guy, he doesn't get to be a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot. He gets to be nothing. V'amar Rabbi Yossi, in fact, Rabbi Yossi says, Maisa Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam mitzipori. There was a story once of Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam from the town of Tzipori, She'irbo psul b'Kohen Gadol, that once the Kohen Gadol had a psul and he had to be taken down from his position for a little while, uminuhu tachtav, and they appointed this Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam in his place. Uba Maisel of Nechachamim, and then when the original Kohen Gadol was ready to come back, they asked the Chum, what should they do with this Yosef ben Ulam Mitzipore? Va'amru, and the Chum said, Rishon Chozel Avodaso, first Kohen Gadol comes back and reassumes the position, Sheni, Eino Ra'ui Lo L'Kohen Gadol, V'lo L'Kohen Hedyot. But the guy who took over can now no longer do anything. He can't be a Kohen Gadol, nor can he be a Kohen Hedyot. Why can't he be anything? Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, an important concept, Eva, animosity. He can't become the Kohen Gadol, he can't remain a Kohen Gadol, because the real Kohen Gadol is always going to have a sense of animosity toward him. He's always going to be looking over his shoulder. What's this guy doing, wearing the Big Day Kuhuna Gadola? Why is this guy acting like a Kohen Gadol? I'm the Kohen Gadol. It's just not going to be good. It's going to be a bad situation. So he can't work like a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot, and he can't be a Kohen Hedyot either. Mishum, another important concept coming up, Malin Bakodesh Velomaridin. We can only go up in levels of Kedusha, never down in levels of Kedusha. And if we were to make the Kohen, the guy who worked as Kohen Gadol for a week or two, back into a regular Kohen, that's going down in Kedusha. So we just tell him he can't be a Kohen Hedyot either. So, but bottom line is, what do we see from here? That the first line of the Mishnah that said that only the Kohen that got the oil brings the parabol kala mitzvos, that goes against Remeir. Remeir thinks even the Kohen with the extra begadim brings the parabol kala mitzvos. The second line of our Mishnah that said that the Kohen who took over for a little while retains his status as a Kohen Gadol is going exactly like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one that says that he retains his status. It's only Rabbi Yossi who says he doesn't retain his status. So asks the Gemara, Reisha Rabbanon v'Sefer Rabbi Meir. The first line of our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanon, and then the next line is going like Rabbi Meir. How does that work out? So the Gemara says two ways to explain it. Amar Rav Chista in Reish Rabbanon v'Sefer Meir. Rav Chista says, yeah, it's exactly right. Sometimes you could have two lines of the Mishnah. One line is written by one Tana, the next line is written by another Tana, and it doesn't even tell us that it was written by different Tanaim. But clearly, the first line of the Mishnah was written by the Rameir, and the second line, by the Rabbanon, and the second line was written by Rameir. Rav Yosef has a different solution. Rebbe hi, v'nasav la'aliba de Tanai. Really, the entire Mishnah was written by Rebbe. It's just that Rebbe paskins like Rebbe Meir in one case, and he doesn't paskin like Rebbe Meir in a different case. So that's why Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah, but Rebbe has the right to paskin like Rebbe Meir in one situation, in one of these halachos, not in another halacha. Main point number two over here. Al kohen meruba begadim, Rebbe Meir holds, brings the parhabal kala mitzvos, and the chacham say does not bring that parhabal kala mitzvos. Again, the parhabal kala mitzvos is the special bull carbon that a kohen gadol brings if he paskins wrong and follows his own wrong psak about a very severe isser, like an isser kares. So again, main point number two, a meruba begadim, according to the kohen who just became a kohen gadol by wearing extra clothing, the meruba begadim, according to Rav Meir, brings the special carbon parabol kol mitzvos, and the Chachamim say does not bring it. Main point number three, a Kohen who had taken over the Kuna Gadol for some time, Rav Meir holds, has the full status of a Kohen Gadol, but Rav Yossi says, can neither work as a Kohen Gadol nor as a Kohen Hedyot. Can neither work as a Kohen Gadol because of Eva, nor as a Kohen Hedyot because of Malam B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin. Concepts that we're familiar with now that we've highlighted them. Next Mishnah, again continuing in the series of Ein Bains. Ein Bain Bama Gadola L'Bama Katana. There were times in Jewish history where we were allowed to bring karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash on something called a Bama. We would just make these random places to bring karbanos, like these miniature mizbechos throughout Israel. And there were times in Jewish history where it was allowed. Not many times, but a few times in Jewish history where it was permitted. When we first came into Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years, I think it was, we didn't have the Mishkan in Shiloh yet, so it was only in Gilgal. We were allowed to use a Bama. Then the Mishkan stood in Shiloh for like 369 years, I think it was. During that time, we were not allowed to use a Bama. And then afterwards, the Mishkan moved around again a little bit more to Nov and to Givon for 50-something years, and then Bamas became Mutter again. So when Bamas are Mutter, they had what was called a Bama Gedola, and they had what was called a Bama Katana. Bama Gedola was the big communal Bama that everyone went to. And Bama Katana is like you set up in your backyard a little a fire pit, and a little Mizbeach there to bring karbanos. So says the Mishnah, what's the halachic difference between what you bring on a communal Bama and a little Bama? Again, assuming during the times in history when you were allowed to use a Bama. So Ein Bein Bama Gedola the Bama Katana El Psachim. The only difference between the two is a carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach can only be brought on a communal big Bama, not on the little Bama. Zak Klal, the rule is very simple. Kol shu nidav v'nidav karav bibama. Anything that you could volunteer as a carbon, whenever you want, could be brought on a small Bama. V'kol she'eno lo nidav v'lo nidav, eno karav bibama. Anything that you're not allowed to volunteer cannot be brought on a small Bama. You can't volunteer a Carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach, you're chayiv to bring once a year on Erev Pesach. You can never just volunteer to bring Karban Pesach. So that's why it's got to be brought on a big Bama. So it says, but why do we only mention Karban Pesach? Karban Musaf, you're not allowed to volunteer. There are lots of Karbanos that you're not allowed to volunteer. Karban Chatos, you can't volunteer. Lots of Karbanos you're not allowed to volunteer. So Pesachim V'Sulo, Is it only Korban Pesach that could be brought, that's only allowed to be brought on a Bama Gedola? So it says Gemara, now the way we should say it is as follows. Eima ke'ein Pesachim, things that are similar to a Korban Pesach, can only be brought on a Bama Gedola. Mani Rabbi Shimon here, and this assumes like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Titania, like we learn in Rebbeisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aft Tzibur lo hikrivu el Pesachim, v'chovos shekvu alem zman. Even a Tzibur, even when it's a communal Korban, only if it's a Korban Pesach, or something that has a set time of year that it must be brought, only then can you bring it on a Bama Gedola. Aval chovel shein kavul em zman, hacha v'hacha lo karav. But if you have a korban that is an obligation to bring, but there's no set time that it has to be brought, like the parhelim davar, siri avod azar, all sorts of different korbanos that are an obligation to bring on the tzibur, but there's no set time for it to be brought, you're not allowed to bring it on a Bama Gedola. And you're also not allowed to bring it on a Bama Katana, because it's a communal carbon. So such a carbon you wouldn't be allowed to bring anywhere. So what's a Bama Gedola for? Something like a carbon Pesach, that is a carbon of the whole Tzibur, and it has a set time that it has to be brought. So main point number four, a Bama Gedola is only kosher for obligatory carbonos that have a set time. A Bama Katana is only kosher for nedarim u'nedavos, for voluntary karbanos. Anything that fits neither category, according to Rabbi Shimon, can't bring in either place, not on a Bama Gedola nor on a Bama Katana. Okay, next year we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis.